Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Jake Bud Deering has worked tirelessly to produce quality white-tailed deer on his ranch through the Parks and Wildlife Managed Lands Deer Program.
We got plenty of good deer here. They need a little push, a little help.
The Deering Ranch in northern Erath County stretches across 1,400 acres and has a 15-acre bass lake. Walking along one of the property's many trails, Deering points to a healthy stand of waist-high vegetation.
Right here we have this skunk bush, and I'm proud of it. We have lots of it, and it's one of the better foods for deer in this country. It is very important in the deer's diet.
And deer get their fill at this all-you-can-eat buffet. Steve Wisenant works alongside the 78-year-old rancher.
I've worked with him on it since day one, and it's just part of us. We put a lot of our life into it, a lot of work, and it's beginning to pay off now. He's got world-class game here. Bass, turkey, white-tailed deer. It's just a dream for a sportsman or a wildlife person.
Deering says he's not ready to slow down because he's having too much fun managing his land.
And I enjoy it more since y'all have pointed things out to me that I'd never thought about.
The Deering Ranch earned the Lone Star Land Steward Award for the Cross Timbers and Prairies Ecoregion. That's our show. With support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, for Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.